To say that Americans regard Mexico as their backyard rather than as an equal partner in international relations doesn't exactly have the ring of blasphemy. One might dispute it, but it's certainly a common assertion. But here is the lesson of last week. Such assertions do not mix well with diplomacy. Mexico's ambassador to the United Nations, Adolfo Aguilar Zinser, gave a speech in Mexico City in which he said just that, and the long of the short of it is he is no longer Mexico's ambassador to the United Nations. He is in New York, and he joins us today. Welcome to the program, Mr. Aguilar Zinser.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
First, tell us about the speech that you made at the is it the Ibero-American University in Mexico
yes.
City?
Yes. Students invited me to give a lecture or speech on current affairs and the perspective of how Mexico is doing in the world. And I just outlined what are the tendencies of U.S. And Mexico's relations and what is the scope of Mexican foreign policy. And in the course of that historical overview, I said in a couple of occasions during the lecture that Mexico has been regarded by elites in the United States and by some sectors of the American society as the backyard, patio trasero. That's what I said, and that's what I think. It's a fact of history. And that statement was played by the press as an insulting statement to the United States. Secretary Powell reacted 2 days later, to my surprise, and he called me outrageous.
Yeah, well, your foreign minister, it seems, Mexican Foreign Secretary Luis Ernesto Derbez, called you down on the carpet for this. What was that like?
Well, first, the president of Mexico, in a very surprising statement, disqualified me. A day after, Secretary Powell made his outrageous remark about me. Then that created a big controversy in Mexico, and I was called for consultations in Mexico City and explained my position. And then from the president's office came a statement that I should have signed, and says, if you don't sign this statement, you're going to be fired. And the statement says, you retract from all your words. And I simply said no. Then they gave me until the 31st of December to say goodbye to the United Nations. But as soon as I arrived back to New York, the President Fox made another statement saying that I had offended him and all the Mexicans. So I presented my resignation immediately and wrote a letter to the President about the future of Mexico's foreign policy.
Now, we've heard from you on NPR for many years in Mexico City as a political intellectual there. Some years back, you were at the Carnegie Endowment here in Washington, D.C. I remember you coming here then. So your thoughts on U.S.-Mexican relations don't come as a great surprise. I wonder, do you think that when one serves as an ambassador, that places constraints on one's statements so that even things that might strike you as self-evident would be out of bounds?
Well, that was not supposed to be the case, especially after we all fought for a change in Mexico in which we were going to be a transparent society run by a government that welcomes different points of view. I have expressed my views about U.S.-Mexican relations for many years, but the government of Mexico didn't find them suitable to the current stage of U.S.-Mexican relations.
Beyond atmospherics, what would be a development in policy that would signal the kind of partnership you would like to see between the U.S. and Mexico and that would go beyond the unequal partnership you describe?
Well, I think it is fundamental for Mexico and the United States to sit down and discuss how Mexicans are treated in the United States. If there is anything that characterizes the attitude of the United States and the behavior of the United States as treating Mexico as a backyard, is the way that Mexicans are treated in the United States. We have to work on that. This is part of the whole question of immigration, but it is beyond immigration. I think we also have to treat issues that have to do with the environment, we have to do with trade, we have to do with security, as if we're truly equal partners, because we want to be partners of the United States to cope with all of these issues on the basis not of a strict imposition of U.S. agendas, but on shared views of how can we approach and tackle those many issues. Mexico and the United States have become partners because Mexicans and Americans want this, not because government officials have decided.
Mr. Aguilar Zinser, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you very much.
Adolfo Aguilar Zinser, who was until last week Mexico's ambassador to the United Nations.